to share my screen.
Oh, okay. I'll let you share.
And you should get the little ping there requesting to share the screen.
I allowed.
Okay, there we go. And you guys should be able to see my screen then.
There you go.
Can you?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So first of all, thank you for your outreach here. I'm just kind of asking to present to you folks tonight. Obviously, fairly new to the system. I think it's good that you ask as many questions, understand what PennBit is all about. So what I have currently up, we're going to poke around. I know Milford Township has a couple of projects on system currently. We will get there, but what I wanted to do is take a quick minute and show you another municipality's project, just so you can see the entirety of the process. Clearly, I can't show you what's happening on your projects that are currently out on the street now. I'd like to show you some of the features and functionality. So just to back up a second, PennBit is an e-procurement program, so the entire bidding process happens electronically. So I know there were some questions that arose initially with it, potentially just an advertising site, or can we get both paper and electronic? And while there's nothing stopping you from doing both from a legal perspective, it's a really bad idea, and almost every solicitor I talk to agrees, because it opens the door to bidders either submitting conflicting information or multiple bids. So you either want to pick one direction or another. Obviously, e-procurement or electronic bidding is more efficient by an order of magnitude versus the typical paper process. And it saves time and money for everybody involved. So we are in PSAT's endorsed program. We work with over 2,500 public agencies around the Commonwealth. So we do this every day across the entire state. All 67 counties have entities using the system. So when a project goes on system, clearly I'm gonna cover some high level things here. And if you guys have any questions, I want you to stop me in my tracks, just throw your hands up, ask a question. If I'm looking this way, because your image is off to the side over here, but please stop me. I wanna make sure I'm addressing anything that's on your mind. And if it's something I know I'm gonna cover, well, you know, I'll let you know so we can keep things moving. So PennBit is designed to be a self-use system, although our team is there to help with whatever your needs are, especially at the early process of learning the system, training, all that stuff. PennBit is provided at no cost to all public agencies and their consultants. So this, for example, we're looking at is one of your neighbors up there in Pike County, Delaware Township, being managed by their engineer. As is, I know your relationship with your, I think John is your engineer.
So. Yeah, I'm here.
John's here.
Is that the gentleman in the front of the room? I can see
yes.
You in the back there. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay, nice to see you, John. I think we spoke a couple times on the phone. So.
Yes.
So what we can see here is when a project goes live, what happens is clearly this is where kind of that basic framework is set up. You control all facets of it in terms of the dates, the times, all that stuff that's happening. We can see here a couple of your advertisement, any dates, if you had events like pre-bid meetings, site walkthrough, all of those types of things, all those events are managed here. And what happens is the system sends out notifications to all bidders who align with what you're doing who are registered in the system. And you might be wondering, well, who is that? So if I come down here, for example, and look at this vendor invites, we can see where the commodity codes get assigned. And again, that happens in the background. It's not something your team needs to worry about. And that triggers the invitations that go out to bidders. And we look at this one, for example. Let's see how many this one hit. This one hit. There are 15 pages, 100 records per page. So let's say right around 1,500 companies. Now, we all know there's not 1,400 or 1,500 companies to do paving up in Pike County. But these are not limited to just your region, because oftentimes you have no idea of knowing who's interested in doing work in your region. So So these are all people that have expressed interest in just paving in general or regional preferences or whatever. So this is a large mix, and I can tell you because of the number of agencies using the system in your neck of the woods, chances are, I'm guessing most of your bidders, perhaps not all, but most of them are probably already on the system. So what happens then is when bidders are made aware of your project, they probably want to go in and download files of whatever nature. So there's a place here where you would upload all of the files associated with your projects. You can see right here, public files. Again, whatever it may be, some folks have multiple documents, some have everything zapped into a singular PDF. The system will accommodate virtually an unlimited number of files, types, or sizes. So whatever you may need to make available out there, you can. Bidding documents become available to bidders at no cost. So they do not have to purchase plans and specs. They literally just click a button, download at their convenience. Now, what is nice, we can see down here under submissions, who is downloading documents. So the system is date and time stamping every document that is pulled from the system. You can see here, this particular project had 26 individuals pulling documents. So yes, you start with a large number only to whittle your way down to those that are truly interested. And again, we can see here, date and timestamp every document that is pulled. So if there's ever a question, who's looking at this, all of this information is right at your fingertips. More importantly, it's one big thing you guys don't have to track, because in the typical paper process, you have to keep tabs of who's getting plans and specs, because if you're issuing an addenda or other notices, you're responsible for ensuring all potential bidders are not notified of changes. So, as the bidding process is going through, you might have some questions. So we can see here, in fact, you know, I'm going to jump back over here to one of your projects. So I'll bounce back to that other one, but this is the repaving project that you guys have on system. And if we look here at the messages, on the vendor side of the system, again, they ask questions through the system. And we can see here, public Q&A. So when questions come in, they are date and time stamped. We can see here, you can choose, do we want questions visible publicly right away or not? Do we want to vet them, make sure there's nothing inappropriate, all that stuff? We can see here, date and time stamp when questions come in. And if you provide an answer, that also gets date and time stamped with who plugs in the answer and all that stuff. So it helps to ensure that all bidders are on the same page at the same time. You can't inadvertently let some people know something, but not others. It's designed as a public environment, keeping everybody on the same page. Now, at times, you need to issue addenda, because you may be getting questions or just other things that trigger addenda. So if you need to push out an addenda, you'll see there's a public notices function. So a public notice, unlike Q&A, which is very reactive, a public notice is a broadcast, proactive communication. So let's pretend you guys are issuing an addenda here. You click the Create a New Public Notice button, which would auto-populate the list of recipients based on everyone who's interacted with the project to date. And yes, these tend to be some massive lists, again, by the volume of bidders using the system. So you would simply plug in a subject, addendum number, whatever, a little message, and you can attach a file here. So what's nice is any attachments to a public notice are automatically incorporated within my public files. So in one step, I can both notify the bidders, which is date and timestamp, and upload a document so that anyone that comes into the project after that has access to all of the messaging and documents that were uploaded, all in one step. It takes like 30 seconds to issue an addenda. So it doesn't get a whole lot easier than that. Now, moving down through here, I'm gonna deliberately jump out of order. This requested information, this is where we build what we affectionately refer to as the electronic bid form. So this is where we dictate to bidders what do they need to do to submit a bid. Clearly, they got to provide some basic contact info, But things like a bid bond or other documents that might be required, here's where we map out those pieces. So everything that has a little required green bubble there is a mandatory element that the bidder must submit and must satisfy in order to submit their bid. So you can have a variety of things here. You can have text entry fields, the uploading of documents. Now, when it comes to the pricing components, we can see here there's this Excel-based form known as a bid table. Well, let's jump up top here because here's where we actually build that piece of it. So when I go to bid tables, what are we going to see? Now, this is pretty straightforward. This is a single lump sum price, so not very elaborate by any means. What ends up happening here, though, is we can have as many lines as necessary. Sometimes, yes, it's just a singular line. Hey, bidders give us a price based on the plans and specs. But we can customize. So we can have columns for you, for the vendors that perform calculations. I can have an unlimited number of line items. I can customize the column structure. I can have things like a basket, which is a way of grouping multiple lines for subtotaling purpose. I see a lot of times where municipalities might have two or three roads out to bid, and they want a subtotal per road, not just a total price for everything. Because that way, if you're trying to pick and choose, maybe you have to prioritize based on budget, you can quickly and easily dissect those numbers. So what happens with this, this turns into a downloadable template that the bidders work on, either outside of the system, or they can do it there, getting it their convenience. What's nice is you have access to that template right here. So even while you're building it, you can see, hey, is this look the way I want it to? Is it performing the calculations that we needed to? And again, that would be more in the line if you had defined units, quantities, which is common sometimes with some types of projects. So when the vendors come in, bear with me one second. Okay. So another thing that we can see here under submissions, obviously we looked earlier, document takers. You can also see, and there are none currently, obviously your bids aren't due yet. I think we all recognize bidders, regardless of format, they wait till the last minute to do anything. So that's just the trend, it seems, for ages. It's frustrating, but that's just what they do. You can see if there are submissions. You can also see if there are work in progress submissions. So if some bidder has entered the active bidding environment and started doing something, you would be able to see what percentage are they completed relative to what we require. Now, speaking of the bidder side, I actually want to jump over to the other side for just a second. Now, what's really cool here, watch this. So let's pretend I'm one of your team members. I'm managing this project. We can see here, or I'll pretend I'm Gary. I know Gary, I don't know if he's in the room there or not.
Eric's
but let's
right
pretend
here.
I'm Gary. Oh, that's Gary. Pleasure, Gary. Nice to meet you. So let's pretend, Gary, you want to go in here and check out, hey, maybe you got a call from a vendor and you're wondering, well, what does this look like from his perspective? From the Details tab, Actions, View on Portal, we'll open in a separate window, and we do have filters in place to prevent bots from scouring the system, because that's the world we live in anymore. So we verify our humanity, and now we are looking at this project from the bidder perspective. So let's take a minute and put ourselves into their shoes. So when bidders are looking at a project from their side, they can see, okay, yep, here's obviously when this went live, the question cutoff, which was literally just an hour and a half or so ago. So if we were inside the question period, there would be a button right here that says ask a question. But since this date and time has passed, that button is disabled. So it forces adherence to those protocols. So we can see project obviously due coming up in next week. Scrolling down through here, we can see a general description. We can see clearly some of the events. Here's where we can go in and download documents. So again, all the documents that were uploaded and everything. are right here. Bidders can download them individually or all at once with one click. So pretty convenient for them. They can now see, okay, here's where, what information has the agency asked us for? So they can start mapping out mentally, what are the elements they need to prepare? Things like a bid bond, other supporting documents, etc. Now here's where they can go download the templates for either the pricing or non-pricing elements of your bid form. The non-pricing elements would be, John, I think you're familiar with, there's a whole section of the bid form, bidder agrees to this and that, and mm-hmm. there's a whole bunch of different acknowledgments. So what happens with these turn into downloadable forms. I'm just gonna pull up the pricing one since it's pretty nice and simple. So we can see this right here. Again, I like doing this real time so you get the real bidder experience to see, hey, how difficult is this? Because I know one of the questions you guys might be having is, hey, we might work in a somewhat rural area. We're questioning how tech-savvy some of our bidders might be. So let me drag this over. Enable editing. So first of all, the first page here has some basic instructions as well as our contact info. So again, we do have dedicated vendor support. So they can give us a call just like you can. Unlimited free support, training, whatever you need. And then there's a second tab here for them to plug in their numbers. So let's back out just a hair, see what this looks like. So bidder comes in, plugs in whatever their magic number is. The system does a line item extension math. So if you did have defined units or quantities, you'd see that math happening. The system also keeps tab of what is complete. Clearly, it's just one line, nice and simple. When bidders go to upload this, because they simply upload this file back into the system, a couple of things. If it's incomplete, they cannot upload it. So, for example, let's pretend I had some blank line items. We see these error messages. If I try uploading that, the system will red flag it and say, please finish filling it out. It's incomplete. The other thing, bidders cannot alter your content, so they cannot revise your descriptions, units, or quantities. Only you guys can control that. Also, let's say you made changes along the way, and there's a different version of this. Maybe you issued an addenda and added a couple of line items. If it were not the correct version, the system would red flag it on the bidders. So, and it would tell them, this is not the correct version, go download the latest, greatest one. So it really kind of forces them to do what you've asked for, no less, no more. And that's what you guys want, because you want to be able to compare apples to apples. Hey, what did these guys do? So back over to the bidder's view of things. They can see document takers. Not uncommon that a lot of times they would reach out to your office and say, hey, can we get a copy of plan holders list or bidders list or whatever you call it? They don't need to do that anymore. They can see that right here. So again, they can see, hey, who all is looking at this thing? They cannot see what actions are those people taking. And I'm sure you're probably looking down through here and seeing some familiar names, Northeast Site Contractors and some others. So they cannot see what actions are taken, just that they're pulling documents. It'd be very inappropriate for them to see what actions are bidders in fact bidding or not. There's a place here for bidders to identify themselves as potential primes or subs. So look at this. Bidders choose. We don't display their contact info, but bidders can choose to say, hey, yeah, I'm interested in providing ancillary services for this if necessary. So they can identify what kind of work do they do and their contact info in case any primes want to reach out. Same with the primes. Primes sometimes are trying to fill holes on their team and we'll put out there that they're looking for some specific services. If there were any public notices or public Q&A, those would be right here. And here's where bidders go to submit their bid. So when a bidder goes to actually submit, they click on this magic button right here, takes them into the active bidding environment where we can see on this one, there's 2 weeks on the clock. The system does start populating their login info based on who they are. And then it's just a matter of them following the breadcrumbs, as I like to say, in terms of doing what you've asked them to. So, hey, you've asked them to enter some information. So bidder comes in, enters information. When they save their work, look at this. The radio buttons go from red to green. What's done? What isn't? So they just go down through doing the things that you've asked for. So, hey, upload my bid bond. Boom, I would upload that file. Other required documents. I'm sure you have things like non-collusion, public works verification, whatever things you may be looking for are right there. Here's where they download, again, another place for them to download those templates, just in case they misplaced it or need to grab the latest version for whatever reason. And then here's where they upload those completed files. So I'm just going to populate a couple more here. Okay, so I've done a couple of things there. Now, when a bidder goes to submit, this button to submit and finalize does not activate until all mandatory items are satisfied. So it forces bidders into a complete submission based on what have you asked them for. I will tell you, some have it fairly simple, just like you have, where a bid bond and other documents. I have some municipalities now that are really drilling down, and they have 15 dedicated document upload spots, which safeguards, hey, did a bidder accidentally forget something or not? Because nope, they have to upload, you know, you could have multiple things with upload bid bond, upload no collusion, upload public works, all in dedicated spots. There's no right or wrong approach. It's a matter of, hey, what works for you? We find this method actually works pretty well a lot of times for bidders. It's pretty easy because they can upload multiple files if it's been allowed. So they can upload 2, 3, 4 files into a singular spot, again, if you've granted that ability. Now, I want to back up a second because I know there might have been some questions around what does this cost bidders? Because obviously this costs nothing for you as a municipality. Well, first of all, there are no subscription or registration costs for vendors. So it takes 2 to 3 minutes to set up an account. It is self-registration. They can literally pop in, set up their account, which allows them to download documents, get notifications, submit bids, all that stuff. Now, only the bidder who is awarded a contract is assessed a nominal capped fee, and what's really convenient, they actually review that as a part of not only as when they set up their accounts, but every time they submit a bid. So let's break this down. So first of all, if the value of the project is below the current bidding threshold, which for this year is $24,500, there are no fees, period. So you can use PennBid for quotes and small dollar projects on the house. Absolutely no cost. Now, if it exceeds that number, then it is the percentage of either 0.33% for a fixed fee contract. That's your typical construction project. So your parking lot paving would fall under that category. Now, just out of curiosity, do you guys have like a ballpark engineer's estimate for this project?
Yes, we do.
Do you mind sharing that? I don't know who all you have in the audience there. I'm sure you don't want to share a number publicly to try to sway people.
We'll just ballpark you. $150,000. Just use $150,000.
Yeah, again, so that's fine. So this percentage is the equivalent of $100 on every $33,000 of project value. So, again, if we just take a ballpark number of $150,000, you're looking at about a $495 bill plus tax because the governor said we had to.
Okay.
So that is neither punitive or prohibitive because when you think about in the paper world where bidders have to either purchase plans and specs, which are not always expensive, but if you're a small contractor and you're pursuing projects all over the place, you don't have a bunch of money sitting around to just buy documents. That's free. It's also not free to print and deliver things to your office. That costs them money. So with PennBid, all of the participation costs go out the door. There's no cost to participate. only if they benefit by winning a contract are they assessed a nominal fee. And our fees are capped. So do note, the maximum fee is $6,000. That is a multi-million dollar project. And the feedback that we've got from vendors over the past, I don't know, 17 years that we're doing this now, they love it. Because if they're paying that max fee, that means they're winning some big work every day. And that, again, that cost is very commensurate with the effort they have in the paper world of bidding those size of projects. So with PennBid, all those costs go out the window. And for bidders who do chase a lot of projects, they don't win everything. So they often have to recuperate a little bit extra on, you know, they build that into their numbers, generally speaking. I don't know, I think I've heard some bidders say that out loud. I don't know, if I were a bidder, I probably would. But we've actually heard some agencies say they think bidders are recouping less because there's less participation costs. This business model was actually developed through a public-private collaboration with the Bucks County Consortium. So yes, it was a group of 30, 40 municipalities that were involved in the birth of PennBid. So we were born upon the laws in Pennsylvania changing, allowing electronic bidding, and a group of public agencies thinking, how do we do this efficiently? Minimizing the cost for municipalities so we don't have to invest a lot of money in these modern tools, but also not overburdening the bidders. So again, you're a very unique company with a business model that few would be willing to take on, but we are happy to. Any questions about that piece?
I have a question about the Excel sheet. Like, I don't see any agency name on that specific price Excel sheet. Is it possible to make them enter the agency name on the Excel, that page, that Excel sheet?
Okay, let me see what you're talking about here. I got a bunch of projects up in here. So are you talking about the sheet that you download after they submit it?
Yes. I printed
their name
it.
Doesn't appear on the sheet. That was a question I had too.
Okay, so let me look at this, because we are constantly evolving different features and functions in the system. And I believe, I'm going to have to double check with my dev team, but that is in the pipeline, that the tabulation export will in fact have their name on it. So let me do something. I want you to jump over to this Field Road project, so, because again, your project is not currently open. Let me go in here quick.
That's not the one.
That's Delaware Township. He's using an example.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, we can go into yours if you like. I mean...
Go ahead, just open that up.
Okay, so let me do this quick. Let me go to the bid table for this particular bidder. There's several different ways of accessing documents. I can go in and download everything. I can download individual documents. I can pull them up in a viewer like this, in addition to getting a tabulation view where I have all of the bidders combined together. So there are multiple ways of pulling that information. So this, for example, is just one of the bidders. As soon as it comes up here, because I got a bunch of Excel files open in the background. You know what, they might not have implemented it. I know they are testing that right now. But let me pull you over to this. So I guess I do acknowledge that yes, up until now, and apparently still in place, they have not yet implemented that function. I know that is in the pipeline and will be coming soon. But more importantly, because I know a lot of times when people are pulling those documents, I don't want to just see one guy, I want to see perhaps all of them. So when I come into a project, you will see this scorecard. So a scorecard is an environment we can enter that allows us to look at what we refer to as the order list. Unfortunately, we have to use different terminology. There's so many different features and functions, but an order list is, hey, here's the tabulation for all the builders. So this is actually very convenient, because a lot of times we want to see, hey, what are those three builders?